This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Omicron variant has been detected on the Western Slope. Garfield County Public Health says a person who was vaccinated has tested positive. There are now 4 confirmed cases in Colorado. Unlike the first 3, the Garfield County patient had not traveled recently. The state's first Omicron case was found in Denver earlier this month. The variant's detection in Boulder's wastewater system indicated community transmission was taking place. A Colorado Avalanche player has tested positive for COVID-19. Defenseman Devon Taves is showing symptoms and is expected to miss at least 6 games. He currently leads all National Hockey League defensemen in points per game. Wind gusts of up to 100 miles an hour blew across the Front Range today. Musician Eric Riley and his bandmates are driving through Colorado.
We're experiencing pockets of just like intense wind, intense dust, lots of tumbleweeds. I've never seen so many tumbleweeds in my life. Yeah, it's just bananas.
Riley says they saw 9 semi-trucks tipped over along I-25. National Weather Service forecasters expect the wind to calm down soon. And more than 400 flights were delayed at Denver International today due to the high winds. The airport has been spacing out flights and using just 2 of its 6 runways. Residual delays are possible through the evening. Call ahead for further travel information. This is CPR News.